The Gemara Masechta Chulin Daf Gimel Amud Beis, in explaining the Mishnah, quotes two explanations offered by Ravina. One explanation says that when the Mishnah says Hakol Shochtim, Hakol Mumchim, that means we assume that anybody who knows the Hilchus Shchita, the halachas of shechita, shochtim, may shecht, even though the mumchim, they're just individuals who are knowledgeable in the halacha, v'api she'em luchzakim, even though we don't have any chazak on them, that they are experienced shechtim. So from this approach follows that the main thing is that they should know hilchus shechita. The fact that we don't have any chazok on them, that they know how to shecht, is something that, as the Rishonim explain, if somebody knows the hilchus shechita, he will know what to do. Because if he doesn't know what to do, he won't approach the shechita. Whereas the Mefarshim explained even deeper, if he's an honest individual and he knows what's required to do a shechita properly, because he knows the halachas of shechita, if he doesn't do it properly, he'll tell us that he didn't do it properly. But then the Gemara offers a different explanation, a different version of what Ravina said. Ravina's understanding was Hakol Shochtim, Hakol Muchzokim, that if we know that somebody is Muchzik to Shecht, he's allowed to Shecht, Muchzokim, Abishar Mumchim, even though we don't know that he's an expert in the Halacha. And the Gemara continues, what makes someone a Muchzik in Hilchus Shechita? B'medvar Mamurim, that we saw him shecht a number of times. Again, the Mefarshim point out, is it two, is it three? Some say that the Gemara's pshat of the Gemara is that's the derech, that the Gemara, that's the wording that's commonly used in the Gemara. Others say, we know there's a famous machloikus in Shas, that how many times does something have to happen in order for a chazaka to be established, two times or three times. That's what's reflected. Two is according to the mandam, you have a chazaka with two times. Three is according to the mandam that says it's chazaka with three times. And then I saw actually an interesting pshat that it depends on an individual. A person who's a stronger individual who could deal with shechita, two times is enough. A person who's a weaker individual would need three times. So what we've learned in this Gemara is that you have two qualities that are required for a shochet. One is that he has to be a mumcha, and one is that he has to be a muchzik. When we speak about mumchim, what is the definition of a mumcha? As we said earlier, is somebody who knows the hilchus shechita. And the Chasam Sofer points out that typically in Shas, when the Gemara uses the word mumchim, it means an expert, a total expert in that subject. Says the Chasam Sofer, and we're going to quote Rishonim in a moment, that the definition of mumcha, when it comes here to hilchus shechita, is a lot more limited. And as long as you know the halachas on a basic level, you could be considered a good shochet. As the Smag quotes the Rebbeinu Tam, that the shochet doesn't have to know all of the halachas of shechita. If he knows what is a shayla, that is enough for him to be considered a mumcha. I did see that the Paiskim say, certainly if he's an individual that is makel in a situation where the halacha requires us to be machmer, he can't be considered a mumcha. But even if he's machmer, because he has a shayla, he has a suffix, he's machmer, that also is not considered a mumcha. A mumcha is a person that knows the basic halachas. Of course, the halachas that we've discussed already in this Masechta, Shia, Drusa, Chaluda, Ikur, Hagrama, those are the five basic halachas of Hilchos Shechita. But that he also knows what is a Shechita. There is a big discussion. How much halacha does he have to know? How much of learning does he have to know outside of Hilchos Shechita? There's one opinion that the Beis Yosef quotes that he has to be a baki and all Chof Dalet Svarim, all 24 Svarim of Tanakh. Most, the Daki Moshe disagrees. He says, V'loy nirali, elam baki b'dvar mashchichim, if he has a basic knowledge of halacha, dai b'kach. What's most important, says the Rama, is that he has to constantly review the Hilchos Shechita. And the Taz says that the Hilchos Shechita have to be so familiar to him, he could speak about them at any time. That is the definition of a person who is a mumcha. What would be the halacha if, as the Gemara continues, if you have an individual who doesn't know Hilchos Shechita, but there were a cheirim that saw him shecht? Here we have a very big machlokes rishonim. According to Tosfos, if he certainly doesn't know Hilchos Shechita, his shechita is disqualified. Only in a situation where there is a suffix, if he knows Hilchos Shechita, there we can rely on a cheirim roi masai, b'diavad. But if he certainly doesn't know the halacha, nothing can help him. The Ramban disagrees, and he says that even if he doesn't know Hilchos Shechita, but if you had a cheirim roi masai, that would be adequate. And the Tosfos HaRosh takes the position that there are different levels of Riya. And the less the Shoichet knows, the more of a Riya you have to have. There are others that make an afgamina between Lechatchila and Bediyevet. The Lechatchila, we should never rely on a Shoichet who doesn't know the halachas, but the Eved, we could rely with a cherim on them agav. Those are the basic Rishonim, what the Rishonim say regarding the point of Mumcha. In other words, as we said, according to the first version of the Gemara in Ravina, we assume we have to know for sure that he knows the halachas. We have to discover if he's a mumcha. The Gemara is not concerned if he's a muksik. The other approach, the second approach that the Gemara offers in understanding Ravina, is that Rav Mitzuin Eitz L'Shechita Mumchim. We could assume that somebody is a nafgamina. What's the pshat in that? So the Beis Halevi in Chelik Beis Simen Dalid says it's actually a machlokes rishonim. One pshat is that there's a cheskes kashrus. We all Jews have a cheskes kashrus, so we could assume that a person would never attempt to shecht a bird or an animal unless he knew that he could do, that he knows what he's doing. Another explanation that the Beis HaLevi says, that it's not connected to Cheskes Kashrus, but it's a different type of Chazaka. Chazal assumed that a person who doesn't know the halacha cannot shecht. He won't kill an animal with shechita. He'll kill it in a different, maybe easier even, manner. The fact that he went out of the way to shecht the animal, as the halacha requires, is a raya that he knows Hilchis Shechita. The Nafka Mina between these two explanations is, let's say you have an individual who doesn't have a Cheskes Kashrus. According to the first approach, the entire basis why we're accepting the Shoichid is because of the Cheskes Kashrus. So let's say the Shoichid is a Ganef or a Mumer or somebody who doesn't follow, act as the halacha requires in different areas, he doesn't have a Cheskes Kashrus. Or in a place, or on the other hand, so according to the first explanation, he would be disqualified. So into the second explanation, he still would be fine. Another explanation would be where we don't see that the animal was killed through Shechita. If we're relying on his Cheskes Kashrus, we could still eat that bird or animal. If we're relying on the fact that we saw that he killed the animal through shechita, it must be because he knows what he's doing. Here we don't know that he killed the animal that way. The third nafkamina is, if somebody shechted an animal and he didn't do it properly, will he be responsible to pay for the fact that he didn't shecht the animal properly? So we have so that would be a nafka mina. According to the Man D'Omer that we're relying on the Cheskes Kashrus, so the Cheskes Kashrus doesn't help to tell us that we know that he had a right to shecht. If we're relying on the Chazak of the Metzias, so if he shecht an animal, he knew what he was doing, and if something happened, it was beyond his control. But there's a question that the Rishonim ask. An animal has a Cheskes Isser. So if an animal has a Cheskes Isser, how can we rely on a Chazaka that will take away that Cheskes Isser? We don't rely on a Roiv in a situation where we have a Cheskes Isser. So the Ross says that when the Gemara uses the word roiv, it doesn't mean roiv. When the Gemara means roiv, it means kol. And on kol, we can rely against the chazaka. Tosfos says there are different types of roiv. Apparently, Tosfos says that when the roiv is matsui and the miut is loy shchiach, everybody agrees that even if there's a Cheskes Isser, we could rely on the Chazaka. And therefore, over here, where we have such a strong Rive, we could be lenient. Another explanation is that the reality is that the animal was killed with shechita. And we spoke in our first year already in this Masechta regarding the concept of Ein Zevuach. And here the Ein Zevuach was removed. Once the issue of Ein Zevuach was removed, there's room to be lenient.